Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
First, let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for sending them in, Kent Heisner and Pia Tone and Mike Birrell in Bolingbrook and Eric Price and Bob Kraft in Grays Lake and Bob Brower in Petersburg, Illinois, and Warren in Park Ridge, and Dan Shutters sent us a joke from Grays Lake. We got one from Scott Shilkulski and Tom and Jan in Libertyville and Southside Limey in Oak Forest and many more. Well, it's only a matter of time, if you ask me, before my electric bill asks me to select a tip amount. My wife told me she didn't understand cloning. I said, that makes two of us.
The following is a smarty pants joke and maybe unsuitable for some listeners.
I know it's gross when my dog licks me on the lips, but I also like it.
There's a phrase for that?
Really? What's that?
Dognitive kissonance.
Hey, Dave, what are your plans for Memorial Day weekend?
Oh, you know, cook out with the family, maybe taking a game.
Dave, would you like some good reading for the long weekend?
Hard no on that, John.
Have you read Walking to School by Misty Buss or A Guide to Dentistry by Phil McCavity?
I have not.
What about this one, Things That Itch by Mike Roch?
Please, no.
And here, Dave, read How to Check a Pulse by Izzy Dead. Dave, do you have a copy of The Basics of Archaeology by Doug Upstuff? And how about 40 Days on Camelback by Major Buttsore?
And scene.
Dave, if it means, can I give you just one more?
If that means you won't give me two more, yes.
All right, here, just read this one more. Tiger in the Bathroom by Heidi Ingthetub.
Okay.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a forlorn golden retriever. And John Williams will star in a non-speaking role as his owner.
I wonder where that guy found those milk bone shorts.
That's a shout out to you, Norm. I opened a gym where the instructors go from door to door telling people about the benefits of exercise.
What's the name of the gym?
Jehovah's Fitness. And finally, hey, we're going to get to the Chris Jones editorial in the Chicago Tribune today. It was eloquent, as it would be if Chris Jones writes it, about Norm, George Wendt. But finally, what do you call workout facilities that are next to each other? Those would be gym neighbors.